The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Carroll Hutchins. The Wolverines are 44-4 this season and 21-2 in Big Ten play. They enter the tournament as the number one seed after securing the conference championship title and are riding a 17-game win streak. Michigan will take on the winner of the game between Wisconsin and Indiana on Friday at 8 p.m. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like to open with a statement, and then we'll go to questions.
Well, this is the most fun time of year. This is why we play. This is why we show up every day. This is why we do what we do, to get to play in the postseason. It's always special, and our kids are excited. We were at Penn State a couple weeks ago. They've got a fantastic venue, and I know they'll have a great event staff, and hopefully they'll have a good weatherman. Let's make sure we get the weatherman on board. But we expect, I think I've been watching the Big Ten, everybody in it throughout the last few weeks. I think the conference is playing really well as a whole. And the exciting thing about the structure of our tournament, it's one and done. So you got to show up and play. You don't get another chance. This isn't a best of three series. So it makes it really exciting. And most importantly, hopefully prepares all of us for the next opportunity in the NCAA tournament. So hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Definitely. Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Carol Brugman with BTN.
Good morning, Hutch.
Hi, Brug.
Two questions for you. Number one, you know, I just am curious what type of message you're sharing with your team heading into the Big Ten tournament. And the second question I have is what has been the difference in Megan Betsa through the second half of the season through the first half of the season?
Well, the first answer is nobody cares about who was the champion last week. And, you know, our kids celebrated Sunday with a trophy and hats. And Tuesday we're back to business because nobody cares about that. Instead, there's 11 other teams there that are coming there to win the championship. And we need to be that 12th team that's coming there to win the championship and just continue to stay compelled and hungry and not be satisfied with where we're at. And I think my kids have responded well in practice. So that's the number one message. Number two, Megan has, you know, she was a little up and down early in the year, inconsistent with a lot of walks and learning to just stay within herself, not try too hard. She gets in trouble when she tries to strike people out, and she's really effective when she just focuses on spinning the ball. And, you know, really, as with any of the athletes, to allow her talent to be its best, she's got to control her mind. And that's the biggest variable that any of us on this conference call would say, is we've got our kids have to have their minds right, and the rest of it will work itself out. So I think she's done a much better job. She's worked really hard at getting her mind right, and I really think the turning point for her was at Nebraska when she started game three and we took her out, and then when we put her back in, I think at that point it was really she was on the up.
We'll take one final question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Orion Singh with Michigan Daily.
Hi, Coach. With this freshman class entering their first taste of postseason play, are you looking toward your senior class to sort of instill any values or give them any lessons?
Well, yeah, I think all year long the upperclassmen have to teach the underclassmen how to be competitive Michigan softball players. And I think we've had a stellar senior class to show them the ropes because you show them how to do it by being it. And you know, the postseason is it's kind of a new ball game as the stakes seemingly are higher, but as long as we don't get focused on those stakes and just stay focused on the process that's gotten us where we are right now, that's what I look for our seniors to be our best. They need to be stellar in that area because everybody else is going to follow their lead.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time this morning and best of luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.